We turn our attention to Utica Common Councilman Jim Zecca on the line with us, I believe. Jim, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Mike.
How are you today?
Very good. And before we begin, I would just like to make one statement. I know you said it was only going to be one time today you were going to mention it, but I really do have to wish you and all the listeners a happy, healthy, and prosperous new year, and hopefully prosperous.
Yeah, and prosperous being the key word there, let's hope, and healthy, I guess, as well.
Absolutely.
And the same
Absolutely.
To you, Jim. And by the way, welcome to the show. You've never been on before, and we certainly hope to get you on several times throughout the course of this year.
Oh, that'd be great, Mike. And again, thank you for being a new voice for the people in the community, and it is much appreciated by many folks.
Absolutely. Glad to do it. A couple of new pieces of legislation. Actually, not new pieces of legislation, but legislation I believe that you had proposed before, and now due to possibly a change in the economic climate, these things are being reintroduced, correct? We have, first of all, we have the legislation to... we're revisiting health care. Is that it, what I'm trying to say?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Health care benefits,
right.
No-cost health care benefits for council members and part-time
right.
employees.
And by the way, and Jim, I'm sorry, I should point out that would include you, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Actually, I do not, well, again, we'll explain all that, but you have the option to accept it or not. If you do not accept it, there is a stipend associated with the benefit.
Right.
So you do get a stipend in lieu of the health insurance.
Okay. All right.
But it would affect me in that way, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that stipend is what, about $1,500 somewhere in that neighborhood?
It's about $1,500, which I turn around and in many cases turn that back over. That's actually before taxes. Taxes are taken out. I forgot what the total amount is, but I usually put that right back into the community through efforts such as the music in the park in West Utica.
Okay.
I usually fund that entire program, and I use that funding for that purpose.
Okay, so this legislation that you're proposing would cut benefits for all city councilors? Health care benefits,
yes.
I should say.
Okay. It's the health care benefits, yes. You know, again, it does have to do with the economy, as you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that government needs to change the way it does business. I mean, the governor has basically said it all. I'm sure you've been talking about his inaugural speech, and basically some of the statements he's made has hit the money, you know, hit the mark as far as,
right.
As concerned. You know, we have to start with a new attitude, the governor said. We will be taking on powerful interests and long entrenched patterns of behavior, and change is very, very hard. And I can't agree with him any more than that. That it is going to be a challenge.
So when did you
to change?
When did you originally propose this legislation, Jim?
Two councils ago.
Okay.
Actually, there were other council members. I really don't want to speak for other council members, but I know I did speak to him just recently, and he. Is definitely in favor of it. We've talked about this in the past. Councilman Geruzzi from South Utica is in support of this, and he is going to be a co-sponsor for sure. He's not on it right now, but I did speak to him over the past week, and he's going to co-sponsor.
How much money are we talking about, all told, with this benefits package?
Well, that's a hard number to come by. We've been trying to get the numbers together. As you know, the OD did a report not too long ago, and they came up with a total, and that's with all of the council and the part-time employees, of $143,600.
Okay.
Is the value of the benefit. Now, just to use that as a comparison to how it affects property tax, if you take about $190,000 to $200,000 out of the budget, that reduces the taxes by about 1%.
Okay. All right. So, well, you know what? Not a huge savings, but a savings for sure. Let's talk about your other proposal, Jim.
And again, it all adds up.
Sure.
It's showing the people that, you know, we are going to be part of the solution to reducing the budget, you know, we have to do our part, I believe, as a council, sure. and set an example.
Okay, brief me on your second proposal and what that is all about.
The second proposal, again, this has been talked about a number of times. The council currently has no say in negotiations with union contracts. And as you know, you've been hearing it in the on the news and all across the state and across the country. Again, benefits and things that are negotiated with the unions have been quite costly to government.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, they're representing their group of folks, and I got to give them respect for what they're trying to do. But on the other hand, in the city at least, we have to have a say as a council. We have so much now say in the regarding the city budget.
Mm-hmm.
And we have no say when it comes to negotiating contracts that ultimately have a major effect on the budget right now. Right. And in fact, in 2007, Proposition Number 2, which was approved by Utica voters, reinstated the fiscal power regarding the budget to the Common Council, which was taken away about 10 years prior to that, again, by a proposition that back then Mayor Hanna had proposed. And by the way, Mayor Hanna also had put on that proposal to take away benefits and pay from the council. And the public did vote to let the council at the time keep the benefits but take away their pay
mm-hmm.
or compensation for their services. So the public did realize that, elected officials have to have some compensation for the work that they've done. So that was done back then. But, again, recently in 2007, Proposition Number 2 gave us back the fiscal power. And what we're saying here is that every union contract that is negotiated with city employees should be submitted to the Common Council and shall be effective shall not become effective until such time it is approved by the majority of the Common Council, which is the legislative body. And in most municipalities, that is very common.
All right. Now, both.
So this is not uncommon.
These both bills you will propose at this Wednesday's Common Council meeting?
Yes, but there's a little twist to this. This is not something that the Common Council actually, what I'm recommending that it be done is that it is introducing a local law, which would eventually be voted on by the public. Again, I have a very difficult time, especially when it comes to benefits and pay,
mm-hmm.
that elected officials choose and pick what benefits and pay that they get. I really feel it should go back to the elected, the voters,
mm-hmm.
and it'd be a in the form of a proposition. So what the local law will do on both cases will allow the citizens of the city to make the decision on both of these local laws.
All right.
So that's what it would call for, an actual ballot issue or a ballot proposition to be voted on this year to take effect January 1st of 2012.
Okay. All right. Jim Zecca, we thank you so much. Our time is up, but I would love to have you back on again, couple week, maybe a month down the road.
Sure.
We'll
be getting into the budget process by then, that's
yes.
for sure. So it'll be quite interesting
all right.
where everything's going to go. And, of course,
absolutely.
The master plan.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, Jim, thank you so much. And again, Happy New Year to you.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That is Utica Common Councilman Jim Zecca.